Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Brother Gregory, and we're going to talk about the Kingdom of God. What is the Kingdom of God? What does it look like? We're supposed to be seeking it. Well, how can we find it if we don't know what it looks like? Yesterday in history, in 1935, I believe it was, the first country to legalize abortion passed a law legalizing abortion. Since then, there's been a great deal of controversy over whether abortion should be legalized, and lots of debate on that subject. It seems fairly evident that life is precious and should not be extinguished. The idea that Roe versus Wade, one of the decisions in the United States, made it legal to commit abortions is a deception in itself. Because what is legal doesn't make something lawful. It means that the state that has been entrusted with the power to enforce the will of the lawmakers has chosen not to make something illegal. It does not mean that something is not illawful. And even in Roe versus Wade, they recognize that the right of the child is equal to life, is equal to that of the mother's right to life at midterm. So any late-time abortion would be a violation of the natural rights of life of that child. But the state is not entrusted with the power of protecting natural rights. It's entrusted with the power of protecting legal rights. So therefore, until the child is born, there are no legal rights that was attached. So therefore, that seemed to legalize abortion. But if it is a sin against God, it remains a sin against God. It just says the state is not going to apply its power to enforcing God's law. Of course, that's reasonable to if you understand that the mere idea of entrusting the state with the power of deciding good and evil is already a violation of God's law. And that's exactly where we are at today, is that we have not only decided for ourselves what is good and what is evil, eaten of that tree, we have given the power to other men to make that decision for us. We do not elect leaders in nations today. We elect rulers. We elect lawmakers. And they make the law for us, deciding what is good and evil. And they have decided in the United States that it is not evil to commit abortions. It doesn't make it so. It just makes it so that we can now understand where their hearts are at. And now we must ask the question, where is our heart at? Do we owe our allegiance to these lawmakers who denounce God? Yes. In many cases, that is the case. We owe our allegiance to these Caesars. And we owe our allegiance to these Caesars because we have already rejected God. Most people do not understand that. They think, oh, well, God has put government here. Somewhere along the line, people have interpreted Romans 13, which we refute that interpretation. We speak against it. We stand against it. We speak out to the whole world that it is false. their interpretation of what Paul is saying. And that is why Paul is so terribly misunderstood, is because of the fact that they needed to misunderstand Paul. They needed to twist his words in order to bring you back into bondage. And that's exactly what they have done, is brought you back into bondage. Where are some of the examples in the Bible of such bondage that we now suffer? Well, of course, in Egypt. You know, 20% of everything you earned had to go to the Pharaoh, to the government. And he provided you with social welfare. And what should have been for your welfare was a snare. And it brought you into greater and greater bondage as Pharaoh became more and more powerful, until Thutmose III oppressed the people in order to finance his wars, making his instruments of war and making their sons run before his chariots. They weren't all down in the mud pits like the movie makes. They were all in subjection. They were all in service to the king. They were subjects in persona to the king, a state in which God did not want man and brought him out of with the prophet of God we know as Moses. And he led them to go and sacrifice to the God of heaven in pure religion, taking care of one another because you loved your neighbor as yourself. That's what Moses called for, to love thy neighbor as thyself, to care for one another through free will offerings, not through central banks that we call golden calves, not through autocratic rulers who can compel the offerings of the people, yet call themselves benefactors. Jesus came with the same message, telling us to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and the righteousness of God, and all else would be added unto you. But that is not what we've been doing. We have been seeking to elect leaders, rulers, lawmakers, who would decide good and evil for us. And we will sit back and watch our TVs. No one is hardly preaching the gospel of the kingdom anymore in the churches. They have you lulled into a false sense of salvation because they say, if you accept Jesus, you are saved. But then they never tell you who Jesus really is. Oh, they say he is God. But who are God? Who is God in your life? In our article and chapters that we see in many of the books that we put out, we show you that the gods many that Paul talks about are the magistrates. The word they use to translate into God is magistrate, ruler, judging ruler over the people. Just recently, the Supreme Court has come out with some decisions that kind of say you no longer have to inform individuals of their rights, and kind of overturned some of the Miranda rulings that had gone before in the Supreme Court, and they've overturned this with opinions. And I quote here, I got this in an email today from one of our contact ministers, the common law tradition recognizes the necessity of human administration of law and government while providing safeguards against lawless power, which men will seek to exert over others. Common law, however, never teaches the individual to elect or appoint other men to decide between right and wrong for him. Arrogate to elect officials and appointed magistrates such powers is tantamount to idolatry. That's from Brent Allen Winters, who recently published in the last few years, I think it's 2008, Excellence of the Common Law. Idolatry. These are the gods many. Somebody recently wrote me, another contact minister up in Washington, sent out a little post showing how some of the foods that we eat are being blessed in, I guess at the manufacturing level or the processing level, by Muslim clerics. And the question is, are we eating meat sacrificed to gods? Well, that's not really what that's all about. I mean, for years, Jewish rabbis have blessed kosher foods and at the point of processing and making sure that they were processed in accordance with Jewish law. And we eat those and we buy those. Great kosher pickles, what have you. That doesn't make it meat sacrifice to idols. If the idolatry is these governments, and pure religion is caring for the needy, unspotted by the constitutional orders or systems of government of men, in other words, not the result of men who call themselves benefactors but exercise authority one over the other, that's pure religion. Then impure religion is to eat of those benefactors who exercise authority one over the other. In other words, to provide for the needy of our society through forced contributions. That is the Corban of the Pharisees. Over and over again, we repeat this in article after article after article, showing you in footnotes the references, asking, begging, give us an argument to the contrary. Show us if we are wrong. We want to know if we are wrong. We want to know the whole truth and provide for it. But we are a voice crying in the wilderness. We need the support of other people, not because we need it. We are already professing Christ, professing the ways of God. But if this word is to get out to the rest of the world and to get into your own hearts, to become a part of your own spirit, you must do what you can to be a part of that voice crying in the wilderness. You must spread this word of the gospel, or you will not hear it anymore. You may hear my words, but you will not hear the levels of the teachings of Christ in your own ear, because when he gave you a precious value, a talent, you buried it. You did nothing with it. You need to act upon the truth you begin to see, or you will not see more truth. You need to put that truth into action, or you will not be given more truth to put into action. Christ expresses that precept, that is a precept of the law of nature. If water trickles through a crack in a dam, eventually it will become a flood. And right now our hearts are dammed up with damnable heresies so that we do not have the flow of the true Spirit of God through us. So the days of miracle are gone. We have our silver and gold, but we cannot say to a man, rise and walk. Because we do not have the spiritual powers of God, because we have denounced God. When the voice of the people, another article we offer you for free on the web at hisholychurch.org, when the voice of the people cried out, give us a king, give us a ruler, give us a president, give us a prime minister, give us a senate. It doesn't matter what you call it. They're talking about a ruler here. That he may exercise authority over us, may fight our battles for us, and we may rest from the responsibilities of being a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. That was a rejection of God. I see a group that is becoming more politically active that they've put me back on their list. I removed myself a long time ago. I guess I'll have to remove myself again. And they're getting very politically active. They're going to take back this country with the vote. Do they believe the good are in majority in this nation? It is not so. It wasn't at the time of the American Revolution. That's why the majority actually opposed the Constitution. They did not want a centralized power. They knew that centralization of power would draw corrupt men. And that's what you have today. You have corrupt men in power. They don't know they're corrupt. They may work very hard at their corruption and think they are doing you good because they are ruling over you, foolish people. Why are you foolish? Because you have elected him to rule over you. And that is why God allows that, because he knows that will punish you. That's what Romans 13 is all about. That every man remains subject to the higher liberty. Because all liberty is God, there is no liberty but of God, and anyone who opposes liberty opposes God. The rulers of the world, there are rulers in the world and of the world, are not a terror to good works, but to the wicked. And who are the wicked? Those that elect them. Those that say, we will have a king over us. That was a rejection of God. It's very simple. I mean, it was a rejection of God with Samuel. It was a rejection of God with Nimrod. It was a rejection of God with Cain. Why isn't a rejection of God with your present leaders? It is. You haven't accepted Christ yet. You do not seek that God should rule over you. You seek that other men should rule over you, and you go down and elect them and vote for them. Make laws for us. Decide what is good and evil for us. How can you have a government without that central power? Well, that's what the book Thy Kingdom Come is all about. That is what the common law is all about. It is the law common to the people. But you have to become uncommon people if you are to live in a free society. You must become a virtuous people if you are to live in a free society. And I see a movement, the Guardians of the Republic, where some men stand up and say, follow us. We will show you the way. Oh, they say that we're not the boss, you are, but how does that work? Who is you? The collective is the boss? Are we talking democracy? You know, whatever you tell us to do, that's what we'll do, because you're the boss. If that isn't a carrot, the carrot of democracy, the majority rule, the majority will say what is what? Well, you know what will happen then. I can't find hardly a single American forefather who is pro-democracy. You're not the boss, except of yourself. You don't elect rulers. They're just administrators. Who decides fact and law in the courts where you go? It should be the jury of your peers, your fellow man. And pray to God that your fellow man is virtuous and doing what Christ said, tending to the weightier matters of law, judgment, mercy, and faith. But that is the rule of a free government. A free government is virtuous people coming together, accepting the responsibility to govern themselves and to assist their neighbor in doing the same. They have taxes, but they tax themselves. They tithe to those men who they choose to have as leaders. But those leaders are not rulers. They cannot force the tithe. A tithe is a tax. That's all it is. But you tax yourself because the power remains with you. The choice remains with you. The liberty remains with you. You are subject to the higher, the original liberty that God made you under. The right to choose to eat of the tree of life or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. As soon as you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will want to decide what is right and wrong for your neighbor, whether he likes it or not. And like Cain, you will bludgeon him with your obsession to rule. And those who wish to rule their neighbor, who wish to tell their neighbor what they ought to do, will gather together in social compacts and create governments in opposition to God and will elect men as idols and gods over them. And the power will centralize and centralize and centralize until the ultimate corruption and society will collapse. Why was Iceland the first nation to legalize abortion? Iceland had a real problem with children being born out of wedlock. Why? Because the family was superfluous. They had chosen a new father, the state. They didn't need the natural fathers and the natural family. The state would care for them. And they didn't need to get married. They didn't need to have husband and wife. The sanctity of marriage was the first to go in the corruption of Rome. Honor thy father and thy mother. These Ten Commandments that are mentioned in the Bible are the key to a free government. But you must have a place to put that key in your own heart. Because you cannot be compelled to obey the Ten Commandments. You must want to. This was the message of Christ. It is not enough to say thou shalt not commit adultery and not do it. But you can't even want to do it. It is not enough not to steal your neighbor's things. You can't even want to have your neighbor's things. You want to do it yourself. Now, occasionally you can't do it yourself. You may need to depend upon your neighbor, but you only pray that he comes through for you. You have no power to force him to do it. If you have any other society mechanism whereby you can force your neighbor to contribute to your welfare, from public schools to national health care, either one, any of those things, you are doomed as a society. You will not remain free. You will not remain blessed. You will be destroyed by your own doing because you have cut off God. The spiritual realm is all around us. You can have access to that spiritual realm anytime and receive the blessings of that spiritual realm. But on what level? On the level of God and virtue and righteousness, or on the level of deception and rule and abuse? Because both systems exist all around us in the spiritual realm. So if you know the prince of deception, he will make you think you are saved. You're saved already. You have said the magic words. But Jesus said you had to become doers of the word, not hearers only. Lord, Lord, it's not enough. But you had to be doers of the word. Not those who say, Lord, Lord, but those who doeth the will of my Father. But modern religion, oh, no, don't have to do anything. Just believe. Just believe. You tell me that's not Satan. Believe in Jesus? Yes. Do you know who he is? I mean, the Pharisees thought they knew who God was, but they didn't. They thought they did. They were sure they did. But they didn't. How do you know they didn't and others did? The fruits. The fruits of the modern religious church has delivered you into bondage. Worse than that of Egypt. And your children are sold into slavery for 1,000 years. Except by the intervention of God. You need to repent, turn around, go the other way. First thing you need to start thinking about is someone else other than you who has not heard the true gospel of the kingdom. Why haven't they heard it? Because we're on Blog Talk. We could go premium account. Let's see, it says here on the page, I think for $25 or $29 a month, we could go premium. There's something on there. You guys can look it up. But what good does it do to go to a premium account here and get promoted if more people aren't listening? You know, what are you doing to get the word out? Just listening for yourself? That's not enough. You must be trying to let the message be heard by others. We've lost the sheep out here in the desert sometimes at night. They didn't come in. And we had to go looking for them. Everybody was out looking for them. on the desert until we found them. And there they were, sitting up on the edge of the mountain, just sitting there waiting for us to come and find them. God love them. But everybody went. If you want to save yourself or be saved by God, be like Christ and come to save others, not yourself alone. There is the secret of a free society, to love your neighbor as yourself, even the neighbor you do not know yet. So we're going to have a big tour going across the country. You need to work on making that an important and viable and fruitful tour. It will be essential that you build a network. The kingdom of God has always been a network. The early church was a network. It was a network of people who cared about each other. And we want to build that network. And so I'm going to go on this big, long month and a half, probably take 2 months out, tour across the country. And if you want to be a part of it, go to the website at hisholychurch.org. Click on the little guy with a net and join one of the local groups and start working to make the tour a success. Start picking a contact minister so that you can be a part of a living network and not just on another email group. And start doing the will of the Father, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That is important. That is essential to your own salvation, because you have to become a doer of the word. And the word was, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, the righteousness of God. So that's what we're going to need to do. Right after this show, we'll have a show on First Amendment Radio, The Keys to the Kingdom. And then we'll have Blog Talk, if you want to get on, TalkShoe. If you want to get on TalkShoe, you have to join the network and find out when that is and how to get on and what numbers to call and what chat room to get into. And become a part of a living network, because you won't always have the internet. You need to have real contact with real people in a real way in order to be a part of a real kingdom of God and the realness of his righteousness. You cannot simply be a spectator. The kingdom of heaven does not come through observation. It comes through the doing of the will of the Father. As thy kingdom come, as thy will be done. It's that simple. You have to become a part of what Christ said to be a part of, and play your part in the role of his gospel. On the next show, we're going to talk about this idea of the Guardians of the Republic. Last week, and we'll be talking more about it.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom.